Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Miketz, the story of Yosef and the brothers takes a very, very dramatic turn. Yosef recognized the brothers, but they did not recognize him. And when Yosef pretended to be the second in command of all of Egypt, he accused the brothers of being spies. And he says to them in Perek Membeis Pasuk Tazayin that the only way that they can prove that they are not spies is if all but one of the brothers sits in jail, and one of the brothers goes back home and brings their youngest brothers back to Egypt. And the Torah says in Perek Membeis Pasuk Yedzayin that Yosef put all of them in jail for 3 days. And then in Pasuk Yedtes, the Torah says that Yosef flipped the plan. One of the brothers will stay in jail, and the rest will go back home and bring back Binyamin. That is Yosef's plan. However, the wording of Yosef's new plan seems strange at first glance. Yosef says, again, it's in Perek Membeis Pasuk Yutest, if you are honest people, then let one of your brothers sit Beveis Mishmarchem in your jail, and the rest of you carry food and supplies to your father and to the rest of the family. And the question is, why did Yosef say that one of the brothers should sit Beveis Mishmarchem? Literally, that means that brother will sit in your prison, in your jail. But it wasn't the brother's prison, it was Egypt's prison. Why then did Yosef say Beveis Mishmarchem? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, seems to pick up on this difficulty, and he explains the pasuk as follows. She'atem asurim bo achshav. The brothers were sitting in jail right now. They had not yet left to return home. So Yosef said, the one brother will sit in the jail that you are sitting in now. Beveis mishmarchem. That is Rashi. There is another beautiful way and powerful way to explain these words on a drash level. It's by Rav Yosef Pazanavsky. Rav Pazanavsky died in 1942 in Lodz. He was an incredibly prolific Talmud Chacham who is best known for his set of Svarim, which are a perush on the Chumash called Pardes Yosef. And on our pasuk, the Pardes Yosef quotes a Torah journal called Ohel Moed. It was edited by Rav Pinchas Eliyahu Herbst. The journal was published in Ishbitz for a number of years, beginning in 1926. Many of the journals have unfortunately been lost, but the Pardes Yosef quotes the journal Ohel Moed, who in turn quotes the first Rebbe of Vorka, Rav Yisrael Yitzchak Kalish of Vorka, the Vorka Rebbe, who died in 1848. Vorka is about 60 kilometers south of Warsaw. Says the Vorka Rebbe, Rav Yisrael Yitzchak Kalish. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph records a conversation that Reb Zeira had with his students. Reb Zeira was zocha to live a very, very long life, and his students asked him why he thought he merited to live such a long life. And Reb Zeira gave a lengthy reply listing about 7 things that he did that he felt helped him merit such a blessing. And each one of the things that Reb Zeira said is special, and each one is noteworthy. One of the things Reb Zeira said is, or one of the things that Reb Zeira said he did was, Lo sasti betakalas chaverai. I never rejoiced when my friend stumbled. And the Vorka Rebbe asks on this Gemara, is that really what Reb Zeira said? He never rejoiced when he finally tripped, when his friend tripped up? That's really something special? Nobody does that. Okay, maybe some very evil people. But none of us would rejoice when our friend stumbled. Rather, the Vorka Rebbe said that we misunderstood Reb Zeira. The Vorka Rebbe said that what Reb Zeira meant was that when a friend was down, when a friend was suffering, Reb Zeira wouldn't celebrate for other things, in other ways, for other reasons. Reb Zeira felt so connected with his friends and with his friends' pain that when they were down, he was down too. He couldn't celebrate. When they were down, he was down, and there was no way in the world that he would celebrate. And that, says the Vorka Rebbe, is what's going on in our parsha. Most of you are getting out of jail, Yosef said to the brothers. You're going on your way. But your brother, literally your brother, will be in jail. And while he is in jail, you are in jail. Beves mishmarchem, you are in jail. It's your jail too. And the Vorka Rebbe does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on what he said, that this was all part of the message that Yosef was trying to send the brothers, and it's a message that you and I must learn as well. Yosef said, when you threw me into the pit, you didn't care that I was suffering. For all these years, you didn't feel my pain. This whole story cannot end. It will not end until we feel each other's pain, until we all learn to put ourselves in other people's shoes and feel their pain. Once that happens, this entire nightmare will end. Have an amazing day, everyone.